The City of Melbourne overnight has voted to reimpose fees, charges on cafes and restaurants who use outdoor dining facilities in the CBD. Sally Capp announced that on the breakfast show this morning. Ian Curley is the owner of the French Saloon and Kirk's Wine Bar. Ian, good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm good. What do you think about this decision by the City of Melbourne, good or bad?
Well, I think it's pretty bad, really. I mean, essentially, they give us vouchers to say, come in and dine out, but then they go, they take the money back with the parking permit. You go, well, just make up their mind one way or the other.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? So on one hand, you give people a little bribe or a little incentive to go and dine, but then you put it in one pocket and take it out of the other.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's hard enough like for businesses now. I mean, obviously, nationally, people got to put their prices for their staff and everything else up. But everybody's trying to get back on top of what's been happening for the last 2 years. And then you go and take this away. I mean, you've got to encourage people to get back to the city. And then they make a big song and dance saying, oh, we're giving you $150 million in vouchers, which I don't know where the $150 million was going. Then they go, we'll take the parking permit back. It's a secret, you know.
So. Now, Sally Capp's justification was that you're all making money again now, that, you know, patronage levels are back up and so you can afford it. Is that true?
Yeah. I can tell you right now, there's a lot of restaurateurs, a lot of people in the restaurant hospitality business who are not making money. Absolutely not.
I spoke to an old friend on Friday who runs a fairly well-known restaurant in the city, and he said that evening patronage was fantastic, but lunchtime is still pretty patchy because, you know, people aren't coming back to work. I don't know if you saw the news today, but the public service, they're all downsizing their office requirements. They've decided that working from home is permanent now. So how are you finding lunch versus dinner in terms of patronage?
I've got three or four venues in the city that I own and look after. And we're about 40% of lunchtime. At night, yes, it's busier because people are coming in and tourists are coming back and the like. But it's still not enough for us to maintain the business. Yet the rates are not being cut. And also you're still paying lots of money to the City of Melbourne. So they can give away the vouchers to get people in. But like you're saying, they're taking back the parklets. It's kind of like a bit of a take with one hand, give with another. But again, it comes down to I don't even know if it's voting in for the Lord Mayor, is it?
Well, the way in which Lord Mayors are selected, I've got to say, to me, is quite arcane. I don't really understand it. It's not like voting for MPs in state or federal elections. Yeah. All right, well, it sounds as though the die is cast, so we'll let you get back to it. Ian Curley there, owner of the French Saloon and Kirk's Wine Bar, plus a couple of other locations.